Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
A little Texas blues bringing us back there from ZZ Top. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. She's the author of the e-commerce question and answer book, also e-learning 2.0. ReadyGo.com is her website. Anita, thanks again for hanging out with us. Help us understand. We talked in the previous segment about the confusion, the intimidation of the new marketing, the new media type of marketing, how it's hard for us to see where the ROI is, even though Blasingame and Rosen keep pounding on us that we got to keep doing something about it. It's harder and harder to see what the ROI is. How do we focus? How do we identify the things that we should be doing?
First of all, marketing hasn't changed. I've been in marketing for a long time. Even though you think I was 12 when I was...
just trying to be charming, Anita.
Yes, thank you so much. But I remember before the internet, and marketing hasn't changed in that. As a marketing person, I still, once a quarter, sit down and say, what's the message going to be this quarter? What information do I need to put out? I'm a good marketing person, and I sit down and I put together my plan, and I say what I want to say, and I put together my message. Now, the difference is now I have more channels and faster channels to be able to get this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not that you have to spend, oh, my gosh, I have to spend every day. You do the same exact thing. You know, 30 years ago, a small business person, if they did a quarterly plan, they'd put their quarterly message together, and then they would talk to print and probably radio. Today, what you have is you put your plan together, and now you have more places where you can broadcast that same message.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do things like have a Facebook page, and you set up, Facebook lets you go in there, and you can put down your message and say, okay, once a week I'm going to send something out to my, put together a message that says something about my product or whatever your message is going to be, you put it out there. And you can set it up that you can put down the date of when you want that message to go out. So it's not like you have to be online every single
that's
day.
That's right. I'll tell you something else. There's a restaurant that I went to yesterday that's been in the business about a year. I usually don't even go to lunch out of the building, but I did yesterday meet some friends. And there's a new restaurant that's been there a year. I have not been there. But they had a real nice menu, and they had a different they'd already decided what they were going to have every day this week as a special, and it was on the menu. What was today's special? What's tomorrow's special going to be? Well, you know what? I liked it enough that I told my friends. I said, "Okay, this is a cool restaurant. This is a nice menu. The food is good, but let's see if they ask us for our email. Because if they were smart, they would say, guys, we hope you enjoyed your meal." And we'd say, we did, thank you. Well, would you mind if we, could we have your email, could we have your business card? And because what we'd like to do, if you don't mind, is just send you a notice of what's cooking for any particular day. Well, if I like them and I want to, and I wouldn't do that with every restaurant, but I might give certain restaurants my email, and then they could send me an email and say, hey, we're having meatloaf today. Well, if I like meatloaf, that would make me want to go there today. And they didn't have to spend any money on that. Why don't small businesses do things like that?
A lot of times, how come they well, the
why didn't they ask me for my email address?
Exactly, because they don't think about it.
That was a missed opportunity. I came in their building. I enjoyed their food.
Right. More passive than that is you have a Facebook page or a Twitter.
Yeah.
And you do the exact same thing.
And tell me, when I'm there, tell me, hey guys, don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We'll tell you when what we're having, what's cooking every day.
Right. Right.
But they didn't do that, and then they wonder why people aren't showing up.
Right. Well, those sites, for the small business person, you sit there and say, oh, my God, that's just adding so much more. Well, let's just use that as an example. What you can do is you put together your menu, and now it takes you 5 minutes after you put together your menu to bank that up on Facebook. You go in there, and are you going to do it every day? Or on Mondays, you set out, this is what it's going to be. So when you set up your menu, which might be at the beginning of the month, you set up what your menu is going to be. You can set it up so that you can have a Facebook page, and it comes up just to remind you what the food is going to look like that yep. month. You can set up your Twitter account. But the big thing that I say, instead of just asking for email, have your people ask, how do you find out about things? And find out. Maybe your people never, you know, you'll mm-hmm. find out that 1% of the people that visit you use Twitter or use Facebook, or that's how they want to be accessed.
Right.
Once you find out how, or email, some people get really annoyed and will turn you over to spam so that they don't even get your email. Find out how they want to know about
you. But if you ask them and they give it to you, that means that they're, you know, there's a guy who runs a, farmer's market here, and several years ago, I was talking to him, he knew what I did, and I said, he said, Jim, I don't have enough people coming by. I said, what are you doing to remind him about it? He said, nothing. And I said, and I helped him establish a newsletter. And he sends it out 3 times a week telling people what's in, and he's still in business, he's rocking and rolling, just because of that newsletter.
So that same information, it doesn't take you very long, because typically as a business person, you're sitting down at your desk, and you're writing down, this is, you know,
right.
You use that example. This is the fruit that's coming in this
mm-hmm.
week.
People want to know that. People want to know that. There are other places that I've told them. I said, look, I forget about you. If you send me an email, it would remind me to come by and buy from you. But they don't do it. So, folks, if you're not taking advantage of these things, if you're not talking to your customers, if you're not finding out how they want you to follow up with them, it's if you fail, it's on you, because the capability is there. Quick break. Stay with
me. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.